My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hello, D.
What's happening, Daryl?
Hello, boys.
Daryl's been all over the situation with Mike Call Jr. and his coverage, his report. Read it on 92.3thefan.com. So, Daryl, this breaks this morning. And first of all, you've got the latest in the details on this. Correct me if I'm wrong. He's under arrest right now, has been booked by the Avon Police Department.
Yes,
is he in custody or was he released?
He's scheduled to appear in court today.
Okay. If you're the Browns, you're thinking what right now about him on the football field? Or can you not even go there yet?
Yeah, I don't think you can go there yet. Obviously, the allegations outlined in the narrative that was attached to this police report, no other way to describe than horrifying what he is accused of. But these are accusations. This is an alleged incident. A police investigation obviously is underway. He has been charged with domestic violence. He's going to appear in court if he's not done so already. Avon Municipal Court today on that charge and be arraigned. But again, what is alleged to have occurred last night at his home in Avon, where he was there with his girlfriend, their 11-month-old daughter. His girlfriend's daughter, 5-year-old daughter from another man, and his girlfriend's mother was also there. And his girlfriend's mother is the one that ultimately called police, initially hung up. Police called back and were able to speak with her. And then Hall allegedly locked them out of the home. When police arrived, found them outside the home. He had left the premises. They gathered the details of what allegedly took place, and then this morning Hall was arrested.
All right, so that you just you clarified something that didn't make sense in the police report. The mother of his child was there, and her mother was there as well. So
correct.
Okay, the grandmother of his child was there.
Correct.
Okay, and then the two kids as well. So that's
Yes. Okay.
Not much to say about the incident other than you're right. It's horrifying. It's bad news. Precedent says the Browns have been an organization that has always given people a second chance. Man, this one sounds pretty serious, Daryl. I mean, the way this is laying out sounds like something that's more serious than some of the other situations that they've given people second chances from before.
Anytime a weapon is involved and an alleged threat while using that weapon, which is alleged in this incident, Hall was accused of not only punching a hole in a door, throwing the alleged victim into another door, causing damage, which police outlined in the report they observed upon inspection of the residence. He was accused of retrieving one of two firearms and pressing it against his girlfriend and threatening to kill her. Again, these are allegations. This is what is alleged in this narrative, in this police report that we obtained from the Avon Police Department. But that is what's in there. Again, the details are horrifying. He is also accused of dragging her out of the front door and across the porch and down to the end of the driveway by her feet. The mother told Avon police that she witnessed Hall strike her daughter on the head with a baby bottle, drag her outside by her arms. I'm quoting the report here right now, just so people understand. The mother alleges that Hall choked her daughter by the neck, pushed her head through a wall, and broke open a bedroom door. So these are the allegations that have been made during this incident that occurred last night. They're very serious. Again, they're very horrifying. And, you know, I don't know. We know the Browns were quick to release a statement when almost immediately, because word had been floating around all morning that something involving Hall had occurred. And the I believe it was Zach Jackson was the first to officially report this incident. I was aware of it. I was, you know, looking into it and trying to gather facts before I put anything out there. And but the Browns were Johnny on a spot with a statement. You know, they just basically said what they usually do in these cases. We're aware of the incident, you know, and that, you know, they're gathering more information and things like that. So that's where we're at right now.
So Daryl and our Brown or Cleveland sports beat reporter, I should say, Daryl Ryder, joining us. And of course, he's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So Daryl, what's next for the Browns here?
Well, I mean, what's next is the legal process obviously needs to play out. The hearing has to take place today. You know, whatever arrangements for his release get made by Hall's not only Hall but his legal representation here. There is a legal component that needs to play out today. He's not been convicted of a crime, so I anticipate that the Browns are obviously they're upset by this. There's no question about that. But I would anticipate the Browns will let this legal process play out, and you know, before they you know, do anything. Obviously, Hall would be subject to the NFL's conduct policy here, too. So very real possibility that even just with allegations, Hall could be subject to league discipline here as a result of this alleged incident.
All right, Daryl. So that's where this is right now. Well, I'm going to take it to football. I know that sounds a little callous, but you know, we're a sports talk station. The Browns are a football team. Mike Hall Jr. is a defensive tackle. Are they deep enough at defensive tackle that they're comfortable with their second-round pick not being able to go, if that turns out to be the case, where he's not able to play at least at the start of the season?
Well, I mean, from a football standpoint, setting this situation aside, you know, Dalvin Tomlinson is still on PUP. Shelby Harris came back yesterday, so good sign there. Zadarius Smith has been banged up a little bit up front. You got Mo Hurst in the mix there. You got Quentin Jefferson, excuse me, in the mix there. Let's not forget Siaki Ika, Alex Wright. Isaiah Thomas, defensive end. I'm just trying to remember all these defensive linemen they have. Obo Okoronkwo, but I mean, in the middle, you know, assuming Dalvin's able to come back and healthy here, then, you know, I think that they would be fine on the depth chart. If I remember correctly, I think Hall was like listed third. He got reps in the second half of Saturday's preseason opener against Green Bay. I think he played around 25, 26 snaps, something like that, if memory serves me correctly. So from a pure football standpoint right now, Jeff, I would say, yeah, they've got some bodies there. And you know, from a football standpoint, he wasn't going to be a starter. Maybe he was going to be a rotational guy. He was having a good camp. Yeah. You know, certainly looked good on the football field, but none of that really matters right now as this legal situation plays out.
So joint practice is going on for the Browns this week. They'll start up tomorrow. Deshaun Watson, according to Kevin Stefanski, is going to take the majority of the snaps. How much of what you are about to see, Daryl, in joint practices are we going to be able to take away about how this offense will look going into 24?
Well, we should be able to see a little bit just because, as Kevin Stefanski pointed out yesterday, Minnesota does things a little different. Their defense looks a little different than what the Browns do. Minnesota's offense is different as well. So I think there'll be a lot you'll be able to glean from these joint practices. Obviously, they're going to try and protect each other. You know, they're not coming in to beat each other up. This is about getting work in. We're going to see a lot of first-team offense in one-on-one, seven-on-sevens, and 11-on-11 work in these practices. It's basically the way I look at these joint practices is almost like a preseason game cut in half, right? First half is Wednesday, second half is Thursday, and they are working, going to actually do things in these practices you don't necessarily always get to do in preseason games, or that you're guaranteed to be able to do in preseason games. And that's situational football. So I'm talking, you know, third downs, down and distance, red zone, coming out from the shadow of your own goalposts, you know, things like that. Obviously, special teams is going to be really, really important as both of these football teams work on the new kickoff rules, right? I mean, it was almost a little humorous. Kevin Stefanski telling us Saturday after the game about the kickoff. So that wasn't supposed to happen. We didn't want touchbacks. We wanted them returning because I wanted to see us cover. And that was a little amusing to me because, earlier in the week, Bubba Ventrone said, yeah, I'm not showing anything. You're not going to see anything on the new kickoff during the preseason. And then Stefanski comes out and said, yeah, I wanted us to cover those kickoffs. I didn't want touchbacks there. So that was a little interesting. But, there is a tremendous amount of work for the Browns to get done with the Vikings in these next two practices, which I'm sorry to say, and it basically renders Saturday's preseason game somewhat moot. You know what I mean? Unless you're on the back end of the roster fighting for a job for either of these teams, because again, the first teamers are going to get their work in on Wednesday and Thursday.
Were you surprised at all to hear Kevin Stefanski say yesterday Deshaun will play against Seattle?
No, because I feel like that was like a Captain Obvious moment. Like, right? I mean, he's not gonna play against Minnesota. That's obvious, and you got to get him some work before the regular season with the live bullets going a little bit. Now the question becomes, Jeff, how much does he play against Seattle? And that I don't have an answer for you right now. My take on it is he needs to play at least two series, a full quarter of football, maybe into the second quarter, depending how things go, right? I mean, if he comes out, lights it up, right? Touchdown on open, whatever. Okay, maybe you feel a little better. But I feel like he needs live game reps because I'm not really concerned about his health right now. And what I mean by that is his arm is fine. In my view, just based on what I've observed, the arm is fine. The timing, the internal clock in the pocket, those things need some work. And for me, the only way he's going to get that work this week against the Vikings in the joint practices, and then the following week when they go to Seattle for that midnight affair Eastern time with the Seahawks.
Daryl, thank you very much. Busy day for you. Great work. You can read it at 92.3thefan.com. Daryl with all of the latest news on the Mike Hall Jr. situation. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you,
guys.
And Daryl presented by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard what Daryl had to say about the Mike Hall situation, about the team, the way it's looking football-wise at defensive tackle if Mike's not out there on the field, and it certainly sounds like that's a long shot. And we've been talking stadium, too. We're going to continue it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.